Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Two things happened in the world of politics yesterday. First, Julius Malema posted a picture of himself and the ANC SG Phile Mbalula. Very, very happy, all smiles, all teeth, Julius. Then, ATM's Vuyo Zungula was removed as a leader of the party.
Yay.
And then we were like, oh, okay, I don't know what's going on now. But I want to speak about Julius and the ANC specifically. There were all a speculation that one day Julius would come back home. Home being the ANC. He always said that will never happen. And to be quite honest, I also don't think it will happen. Even now. Mm-hmm. What I think may happen, however, is that the EFF may form a coalition with the ANC.
Okay.
Now, if you look at the ANC is obviously in a perilous position. They are sitting at about 40%. They're definitely going to drop the next election without two ways about it because they haven't done anything to impress anybody. And I'd also say that if you look at where the ANC is, they need a lifeline. That lifeline can come in the form of an MK, can come in the form of the EFF, but currently it has come in the form of the DA. Mm-hmm. Now, Cyril, he's very close to the DA. He's actually the person that was the driving force behind the GNU. But Cyril is on his second term and on his way out. Literally, his days are numbered. And the person that Julius posted a picture with yesterday is the current SG. And we are told going to be contesting for power, for leadership of the ANC at the next conference. Mm-hmm. So just in terms of future, he's definitely got a longer trail ahead of him than Cyril does politically.
Okay.
How do you see this playing out? A lot of people are saying, look, after all the insults that they've hurled at each other back and forth, are we expected to just believe that they've now buried the hatchet? Mm-hmm. Or maybe, because this happens all the time, you find that the guys are at somebody's house, a common friend.
Sitting there.
And then they're just like, then they just take a picture. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's not a formal meeting, nothing.
And that's it. True, but at the same time, even with the insults, we all know there's a difference between politicking and what happens in real life, right? So certain things happen because we are politicking, right? And that's all it is. But at the end of the day, behind the scenes, we're still good. We're still friends. We're still buddies. We still hang out and all is okay. But in terms of the coalition, I think that would be very interesting because one party that a lot of people expected to be the actual, gung-ho, proper opposition is the MK. But now it seems as though the MK has just been the opposition on paper. They seem to be, you know, dealing with their own internal issues more than they are dealing with what is happening in the country. So in terms of the numbers moving forward, maybe they might not garner as much support in the next elections as they did here because people gave them the numbers, but it seems as though those numbers have gone to nothing.
Yeah, the MK is obviously like a stillborn baby at this point.
Yeah.
These guys, I mean, we had so much hope.
Yeah, shame. No, you know, I do see it happening. Mbalula definitely would be open to working with the EFF because we've seen the likes of your Panyaza and many people who are in the NEC have said that, hey, they weren't really a fan of this GNU. And of course, due to Cyril and his proximity to big business, of course big business doesn't want EFF or an MK in the corridors of power. And I think that's why we'll see a name, such as we've heard now, Patrice, that will probably be propped up by the business world. I don't think the business world will just sit back and fold their arms and see MK getting or EFF in a marriage with ANC. They'll definitely, so I think there will be somebody that's going to get propped up as a form of resistance to this so-called, what DA calls, the doomsday alliance. But definitely a lot of people in the ANC are very welcoming to the EFF, especially working with them.
Okay. So do you think this will work out to anybody's favor or anybody's detriment, Mfundo? In other words, is the DA likely to get sidelined from the GNU in the future, or is the MK likely to get pushed further into obscurity and irrelevance?
I don't see the DA getting sidelined, but I also don't see the EFF being brought into the fold, purely because, again, business, whether we like it or not, has a huge say in who actually governs, purely because of the amount of tax they also put in to the country. And I think a centrist government still works better even for business, broadly speaking. So the policies of the EFF remain. You've got nationalization of mines and the state bank, all of those, which are similar to MK. So in as much as maybe on a personal level, we could see a realignment of people, resuscitating friendships, EFF and ANC, but policy-wise, I still don't see it happening purely because of that.
Okay.
You know?
So now let me ask you this, because in you saying that, you're actually saying something else.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you are aware of because you're smart. That then means that yesterday, Julius posting that picture, because you notice Phila Mbalula didn't post that picture.
Yeah. He said just
Julius posting that picture actually diminishes Phila Mbalula's chances of ascending to the leadership of the ANC. Let me explain.
Yeah, it
does. If you say business is in charge here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you now hint that this is a direction you are likely to go in the future, and business is in charge and business doesn't like that,
exactly. And I've always found that mischievous, because sometimes, if you remember correctly, there was a point where I think closer to the ANC's elective conference, the EFF also seemed to endorse, I think it was either Zweli Mkhize or somebody. And the minute they do that as outside political parties, it limits your chances, because then suddenly, and I don't know if they do it deliberately or they genuinely would be supporting that candidate, but the minute they support a candidate, that candidate is going nowhere. Mm. So even now, with Mbalula, there's just going to be that assumption that probably if this is the guy we're going to prop up, he might then, after getting that position, align with the EFF, and then we've got problems on the policy front. So
that was
very detrimental, eh?
Mm.
Yesterday's conversation mm-hmm. around the DA, Helen Ziller, coming to Joburg. Is this them possibly also hearing of these murmurs of this merger between the ANC and the EFF and saying we need to strengthen? Therefore, the one person that we know we have in our arsenal would be a Helen Ziller going to Johannesburg, one of the major metros.
I just think that was the DA taking opportunity of a messy situation.
Mm-hmm.
They know that the ANC doesn't have any strength on the ground anywhere, in any province, actually. Not Gauteng, not Pumalanga, definitely not KZN.
So it works in your favor.
Yes, and so basically you go for the next valuable metro. And they know that this is the center of the budget. So they send their strongest candidate, as we discussed yesterday, the most experienced politician.
Hmm.
And what I'm expecting to see now, if it is, you know, believe that Mbalula is open to working with the EFF, is big business doing what they do, using their media houses to tarnish a particular name. Remember with Lesufi, what happened when he was anti-DA?
Yeah.
So that's coming with Mbalula as well.
You don't even need to dig deep with Mbalula. You know what's up. I hate to be this guy, but I just looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
That 74-year-old ran a better time than Advocate Mnisi.
Wow.
You had to, ne?
Advocate Mnisi. You missed work. Speaking of him, by the way, listen to this. Let's say he is incompetent, but then deal with his incompetence. Here is not his incompetence in question. It's the fact that he has to take time off because of something that he's doing on Sunday, and he won't be able to be back in time. You then take that, and furthermore, you make it about his race as a judge. Upeti legit to the highest order. Putige, mark my words, he's going to apologize. Izokala, watch. A few days later.
I wish to apologize for being a racist. I'll try and mend my ways. But I can tell you, it's not a conscious thing about me to be a racist. So I apologize. And the gentleman in front of me, if you believe that I, as a judge, I'm so useless, dumb, baluka, moho, etc., and you think you can't get a fair trial from me, please tell me. I'll recuse myself. Don't want to impose myself on people who doubt my integrity, honor, and dignity. And I mean it. If you think this judge, the way he's a racist, the way he doesn't care for the Constitution, he's not fit to be our judge, please tell me, and I'll recuse myself.
Now, here's another prediction.
What kind of apology?
Any lawyer or advocate worth salt will definitely file for his recusal. But definitely.
You know what I found very interesting about this apology?
Yeah.
Is that it was a I'm sorry gay.
They must file for his recusal. Azimkhalele.
The only people that lose here is the Senzo Maiwa family. So it's going to be 3 more years of this.
Buffett, listen to Seize the World. We bring you Zingarafiki, Puma Ishiza, pe, pe, pe. So,
yep.
As a chef, if I prep entrees and then I prep a steak and I serve it all and I get there, the people just love the entrees. Let them eat the entrees. There's nothing we can do.
Yep.
So even though we're having a discussion right now about the EFF's Julius Malema posting a picture with the ANC SG, Vile Mbalula, we also played a clip of what we said about a judge that it happened on Thursday. We spoke about it on Friday morning, and I said he was definitely going to apologize. Yesterday, he apologized. So now we're getting voice notes about that as well. So if that's a discussion you want to have, feel free. We're not going to stop you. Let's go.
Remember you once said there's no enemies in politics. And I struggled with the statement because you're looking at these guys that are just about ready to gouge each other's eyes out. And then I think it was a statement from Julius, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, no, don't worry. I'll see him when we have lunch. I'm like, you were right. These people are actually doing what they are supposed to do work-wise, and they actually can sit and chill over the weekend and discuss other stuff rather than work. Huh, interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, these people are brothers behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Even get Usoli. Soli from the DA parties with ANC dudes.
Sizwe, to go back to your question whether Julius will ever go back to the ANC, hey, when it comes to e-politics, nothing surprises me anymore. We've had guys, we have said, they will never, never, and yet we find them in those same situations that they said they will never, ever. So if he does go back, hey, he once said his blood will always be black, green, and gold at some point. Right now, it's like what Dile, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe if the Bush gang, they all pass away, maybe he might consider coming back. And also, maybe he might just consider coming back, hey?
Sizwe, hayi cha, uyamthemba uMalema. Uzofunga ukuthi hayi ngeke azabuyele kwi-ANC. Yona le nsizwa le yathi yona, I will kill and will die for Zuma. 2 months later, yena ulo wathi baba ka Dududuzane. The very same guy. Lo wathi yena, I will never leave the ANC and form another party. Yena, that guy, uyamthemba wena. I mean, ngimthembi.
But he didn't leave the ANC. He was expelled from the ANC. He had no choice. Mm. I'm telling you, guys, Julius will never leave EFF to go join the ANC. He will form an alliance with them, but he's never going to leave EFF. I was speaking to Julius yesterday. He's not going to do that.
If he recuses himself, then the trial has to start again. It will be another 10 years again. So I don't see those lawyers filing for him to recuse himself. So they just have to toughen up and then see it through.
Yes, he does have to start again. But this is exactly why he must recuse himself. It's a consequence of his own actions, isn't it? His own doing, his own utterances have led him to this point. As Kali, having two discussions. The first one is about Julius Malema posting a picture with Vile Mbalula. The second one is about Judge Rata Mokgatling issuing an apology, which I said he would. And now I'm going further to predict that if I was Advocate Mnisi, I would file for his recusal. He's already put on record that he would. I would request it immediately. What say you?
Hey, Sizwe, politics is like soccer, bitch. Labantu meba se ground in utabi ba kwepan. Meba suwa labo, azio, ba yobushibiza, ba sale gamnandi, ba bonke. Hey, and in da ba ye charge. Ah, uge wa yishu, mfits. Hey, nyak vuma, yabo man nga vumi manj. Anga yung finna ng vuma, ay nyak vuma tom.
Thank you, Malume, thank you. Let me tell you why it's in Advocate Mnisi's best interest to do that, right? One, it restores order. He's been asking for 60 days to prepare. Kala Pantio Galendi can go sit down and prepare his shege because the new judge is going to need to come to speed and read all the transcripts from the beginning of the trial. That's the first thing. The second thing, the next judge is able to do Kala Abil. They're going to come correct. You're going to get a way, way more efficient judge. I'm talking about the side of their mouth.
I really feel like that judge is efficient. I feel like he did it deliberately, man, with such experience that he has. And even look how he words the apology. I'm sort of for being racist. Already you're admitting to being a racist. That doesn't make you beyond reproach.
It's the easiest layup The easiest. It's funny enough, like, I was just having a discussion with my lawyers about some other matter last week. Whenever somebody leaves an opening like this, you take it in law. Take it. Take it, my boy. Take it. If anybody knows Advocate Mnisi, advise him. Call him. He must file today. Today he must take it.
Lo baba lo ejaji mina sizinqanga uthi uyadelela kahle yahlusile uphethe ukuza ufuna imvubu nje lo baba ayikho le ndaba yakhe ngoba ukhulume kahle yahlusi delele sonke sizizwe simnyama futhi si incompetent ukuthi ngoba siphethe namhlanje awusijwayela ngayo so nje kahle kahle kwamela suku kwamela recuse nje makubulalele lo unto ilawyer lo akamsuse akamfakeli letha ukuthi bamsuse ayikho indaba yakhe usike lo baba ngiyabonga bafowethu
Mketule mnisi mketule
again but ufikele embalule did say ukuthi wakamazi uflokshiva uze nabo Julius so you know so you can see ukuthi uJulius nombalula they are friends and they meet again to a public coffee or Skido's place when they meet there's chance
yeah so Mbalula was Julius' senior I remember this one time I was having a meeting with Mbalula and he was explaining to me for example how when the ANC came back from exile OR asked him, he said, guys, how familiar are you with these young stars? How, like, do you know Dr. Kumalo, for example? And then Phil was like, no, we don't really have a relationship with him. He's like, no, as the leaders of the struggle, you guys, it is incumbent upon you to forge a relationship with the young stars. So that's when they started knowing artists, that's when they started knowing football players, etc. Because the ANC hadn't been on the ground openly, they'd been banned. And so... Oh, Julius coming into the fore. You remember that the ANC Youth League, Julius, those are the guys that started doing parties for real, for real, for real. Mm. And bringing celebrities into politics.
Mosquito in them, yeah.
Mm.
No, Julius won't return to the ANC or even to the MK. Reason being that he wants to stay, he's an autonomous. And once he goes there, he knows that those two parties are going to engulf him and he will no longer exist. So he will not return. These guys are brothers, guys, at the back of them. Hence, you see him, he's always making jokes to Balisu. Even outside of parliament, you see them in parliament, it seems like they will beat each other up, but it's not the case. These people understand each other behind the scenes, so... In politics, there's no permanent friends, there's no permanent enemies, and that's how it is.
I remember there was a time he hinted that the judge president is putting pressure on him to conclude this trial, and I feel like since he's realizing that the trial is like moving at a snail pace and to a certain distance beyond his power to like sort of expedite the process, now looking for ways to ease the pressure on himself from the judge president's side by maybe saying, no, I was recused, and hence now I cannot push the matter any further. So I think he's looking for a way out.
It'll still be a blemish on his own career, though, because the reason for recusal is his own utterances. It's an unforced error. Nobody forced him to say any of the things he said on Friday. We bet, Ellen.
And it may affect his future cases now.
Of course.
No attorney is going to want to be presided over by a self-admitted racist judge.
I'll take it even further, Mina. Mina, I'd review all of his past judgments.
Valid.
I'd review all of them. That's hey, Mina, how is your color, Mina? I ain't doing that.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.